CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen, and I'm here with my beautiful CPA and co-host, Marit. And we have a special question for you guys that came from one of our listeners. So I'm going to read that to you, and it is inspiring a whole video on hobby losses, which is a hot topic. So Anna's question, so what happens if you've taken a loss for a couple of years and decide you don't want to do the business anymore? Do you have to pay back the taxes saved from the losses? The YouTube person said that they are going to continue to have losses and won't claim them moving forward, but will they have to pay back the previously taken losses?
Right. Really good question. Really good questions. And they're, you know, it's like the basic question is, if I have this business and I've been taking losses, do I have to pay it back when I decide that the business is no longer a business? I'm no longer going to file as a business. And I think it's important for you guys to understand, and I've been seeing this a lot, especially this year in my own practice, as people are coming to me with their tax returns and I'm seeing these really big losses, and maybe they've had a previous preparer. I'm reviewing their prior year returns, and there's also business losses on the Schedule C for the same activity. I start to get a little bit, not concerned, but I guess concerned, because the IRS kind of puts their foot down on hobby losses. So they basically do not want you to take a ordinary loss, an active loss on a business, because it will offset your other active income. They don't want you to be able to offset your active income. So if you are showing consistent losses on a Schedule C business, for example, and it's offsetting your income, they start to look at the nature of the business, how you're treating the business, and if they say, oh, it's a hobby, you're not allowed to take that loss, then, you know, that's good for them. So we want to talk about the hobby loss rules, because there is a potential for that to happen to you if you've been doing a business and you've been taking a loss year after year. So the IRS has a safe harbor where if you can show that you've made profit in 3 out of the past 5 years, it doesn't have to be consecutive, just in the past 5 years, if any 3 of those you made a profit, then you can say, no, this is not a hobby. This is a business. You can't take away that loss and recharacterize it. I get to keep it. And so that's kind of a good thing to go on. But if you can't say that, then you have to start thinking about your business and, do I want to really push it and take this loss or not? So that's the whole reason why we're doing this video. It's tax time right now. A lot of you have the side hustles or hobbies that you're turning into a side hustle, and you need to know that there's a difference and they're looking at that. They're not just going to let you take loss after loss, year after year, and be fine with that. I mean, come on, it's the IRS.
But on the plus side, if you have recently started trying to turn your hobby into a business and you're wondering if it's something like maybe it produced a loss, but maybe it's something that you can put on your tax return, show the loss and get the benefits of taking the loss this year. And maybe next year you'll become profitable when your hobby turns to a business. That's a wonderful thing. So don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want this to deter anybody from starting a business or scare anybody away. Like, definitely if you know, there's people that do, like, I know I have a friend from the gym that does, it's I think it's etching, where you like etch into like glass, if I'm saying that right. And, you know, she's done so many things and she's, you know, started a business, and then, you know, eventually you want to upgrade your machinery. And maybe your year two isn't as profitable as year one. Maybe year one was profitable and year two's not, because now you've just bought equipment that you need for your business and now you're showing a loss. Maybe year three, you're still showing a loss. Maybe year four, you're showing profit again. You're okay. That's okay. We're not going to win year after year after year. But in the beginning, in the early stages, you have the ability to, they give you some time. They give you, say, 5 years, or I guess 3 years if you're loss, loss, loss. But they give you some time to figure out if this is a viable business, if you should pursue this. And I think that's actually a wonderful thing.
Yeah. And really, I mean, if you think about it from a practical standpoint, you shouldn't want to have a loss anyway. We're putting our time and our energy and our love into business so we can make extra money. So we can take that extra money and we can pay down debt and we can invest and we can build our wealth. So you don't want to have that loss anyway. But one of the pieces of the question was like, well, can I just, you know, take the loss for a couple years and then decide I'm not going to do the business anymore? Do I have to pay that loss back? I mean, generally, no, like they're not, unless if they were to come in and audit you and say that your business was a hobby and then you argue and you can't show an intent to make profit and somehow you lose, there's a potential you would have to pay it back. But the general rule is like, you're not, you can take a loss and it's okay if it's a legitimate business loss. And you can even say, this business didn't work out. Like I thought it was going to be a business. I was in it with an intent to make profit. But the difference is like, don't abuse it. Don't just like start to do little fake businesses so that you can take fake business losses. And then, you know, now you're in this like thing to where you could be in trouble. So I really like what you said, Kristen, of don't be afraid. If you're building your business, you're scaling, you have a loss in 1 year, you can take it. But I think like having that intent of truly going in to make money, that's what the IRS is going to look at. And they're going to look at your track record. They're going to look at the income that you've made, the gross income that you've made in the years past. And, you know, I've read some, they have different rules for horse breeders for some reason. For horse breeders, it's 2 out of 7 years. But I've actually, in my Masters of Taxation, one of the courses, they did a whole case study on someone who was breeding and training horses. And they had huge losses year after year because horses are expensive. But they had, so they had the gross income, but then by the time they did all the expenses, it was big losses every year. And they were really saying, look, I'm trying to like have these horses be race horses. I'm really trying to breed them and train them. I want to make money. And the IRS was like, this is just an expensive hobby. And they categorized it. And they said, no, you can't take these big losses. And so, you know, it's not. And then I've talked to another client where I said, you can't keep showing losses. And he was in a very like, it's not fun like horse breeding. His business was not a fun business. And he goes, oh yeah, like the IRS is going to look at this business and say it's my hobby. And it's like, that's not the only thing. They're not like, they will look at the nature of your business. Is it enjoyable? But they're also going to look at your intent to make profit, or if you have an intent to manipulate the ordinary losses in order to lower your income. In the end, right, it's only like a piece of the puzzle for the hobby loss rule. So
another really good one, and it's YouTubers, right? So when you start a YouTube channel, you don't make money. And I've talked about this over and over again with people. And it's like, how do you become profitable on YouTube? And it's like, it takes so much time and energy, and you're putting content out constantly and hoping people are going to see it and hoping eventually that you monetize. But in the beginning, you're not monetized, which means you're not making any money, which means you essentially have a hobby. And several years going down the line, if you're putting money into your YouTube and you're showing these losses, you just have a hobby. You have just that. So you can't buy all these expensive like cameras and equipment and stuff like that, tripods, new Mac, whatever, and have all these losses. And then because you need it for YouTube, of course, and keep showing all these losses because the IRS is not going to be okay with that going forward. So you have to get to a point where like this is profitable or nix it. It's just not for you.
Yeah, that's a really good example. I feel like that's really relevant to people these days. And there is the whole, so let's say on that same topic, let's say you make a little bit of money on YouTube, but you have taken a loss for a few years. Let's say you took a loss 2 years in a row because you're like truly trying to get big on YouTube. And let's say you paid $1,000. Well, if they were to come in and call it a hobby loss, you can take your expenses up to that $1,000. And then you just can't take the loss. So if worse comes to worse and you're like, I really don't want to like call this a hobby, it's just taking a long time. Maybe instead of taking another loss, what you do is you just take the amount of expenses that you have to offset your income. So you're not paying tax on that income, but you don't push it with another loss because businesses could take more than three. You're right. I mean, YouTube is hard to start making like profit and really getting into it. And you don't want that to just be taken away, but just maybe in some cases you can consider zeroing out the income, but not taking the loss so that you have more time to continue to build. And so it's not the worst thing if you're at that edge to where you're like, they could really consider this to be a hobby and not a business. You just have to, you know, think about like, how much do you love the business to keep it going that maybe you'll just not take a loss, you'll just zero it out and keep trucking away. So I like that. That's a very
that's a really good point.
Yeah.
So there's options.
Yeah. And I think that's like the basics for hobby losses. I don't know what else to say except for I just feel like everyone needs to know that it's a thing and don't keep pushing it year after year. I don't know why this year I've seen so many tax returns and clients that have multiple year losses. I've had to explain this.
You know what? It's probably because of the pandemic. Because pandemic was 2020. Yeah. And now 2023 would be 3 years. Now you have to either show that you're making a profit or nix the hobby that you started back in 2020. So yeah. That would explain why there's so many for you this year.
You're right, because a lot of people during that time started to work for themselves because they couldn't go to work. And I think they said the amount of small businesses and like LLCs that were opened in the year of the pandemic was a very big difference than what had been opened previously. So you're right. That could be it, because I'm seeing a lot of 2 and 3 year losses. And so rather than have to explain it to every client, maybe I'll send them over to this video and I'll say, what's this video about hobby losses? And then you tell me if you want to take this year 3 loss.
But I hope you guys found this video useful. I definitely found it. It's definitely interesting. When you talk about all these different things, like some things pop up for me that I'm like, hey, Mariette, we should talk about this on the podcast. And sometimes she'll say the same thing to me, like, oh, I got this. We should talk about that. But this was one that she had been hearing, you know, chirping about. So it was interesting for me to hear about this and to study up on it. So this was kind of a fun one. Yeah. So I hope you guys found this as useful as I did. Definitely interesting. But make sure you are subscribing to the channel. If you have any further questions regarding your hobby losses, throw them in the comments below. And we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.